Welcome in now to Your Life Matters. It's our weekly show with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. And we welcome in Dr. Beth this morning. How are we doing?
Just fine, Mike. It's really good to see you again.
Yeah, same here. Boy, hard to believe we're just one day away from Christmas. And thank you for stopping on in on this Christmas Eve. Hope everything's going well as you prepare for a big day tomorrow, right?
Just a couple last-minute things to do.
Yeah.
Dust off a few things.
One of those last-minute things was stopping here to tell us something that hopefully will be a nice little stocking stuffer for our listeners as they get ready for the new year, because it's that time of year where folks like to kind of not just turn the calendar to a new year, but maybe turn over some pages in their own lives and make some changes, right?
I think so. I noticed that everyone feels like New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is the day to make the changes. And of course, we apply those strategies throughout the year, but we take a really good look at who we are at the end of a year and who we want to become. And so we know that there's a lot of things that life requires from us. We're constantly physically growing and having different skills or different limitations. Mentally, we change the way we think and learn. Emotionally, we learn to respond more appropriately. Relationally, our relationships change as we grow our age. Our jobs and even the things we like to do for fun.
Well, and you know, you mentioned New Year's. It's like a clean slate opportunity. People at least get into that mindset where, all right, this is going to be, you know, the year where things get better and I do this and I do a little better job here and there in their lives. But what about some of the other things here that tie in with this as far as our bodies, too, with change?
Well, you know, we think that it's just going to be easy, I think, sometimes by saying, I'm going to do this differently. But really what we know is that our brains and our bodies, and our brains are part of our bodies, are designed for survival and efficiency. So once we learn something and we've been successful at it, our bodies, our brains just keep wanting to do that. Our habits and memories are formed by chemical and electrical impulses in the brain, which I find fascinating. And they're in constant communication. Our nervous system sends messages back and forth so we can do things, eat, sleep, talk, simultaneously, and learn and grow. So the reason we have these efficient tools is, if you think about there was a movie called 50 First Dates. You might remember Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore were in there. They fall in love. But she had some kind of amnesia, and so every day, because her brain couldn't hold the memories and habits, she had to relearn who she was and who her family members were. But our healthy brains are designed to recognize our parents and our kids and our favorite foods and remember what's actually dangerous for us.
This kind of helps make it difficult, I guess, in some ways to just make especially a drastic change, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, when you think about, you know, getting dressed in the morning and the things that we do, they're automatic. I bet you everybody, when they start brushing their teeth, starts on the same side of their mouth, unless they consciously think about it, and then it feels weird. Or driving, or here's one that the listeners can try. You know, just try crossing your arms. While you're sitting there, cross your arms. Look down, see how they are. Okay, now put the other arm on top. I'm sure that as they're trying this, they're thinking, this feels weird.
Right.
I don't know how to do this. And you have to really consciously move your body. And that's how athletes do, how they get good. They do repeated skills over and over and over.
So making changes when we get to this time of year, you have to kind of work through some things because it is going to feel different in a lot of different ways.
Right. Your brain is going to be telling you that it's wrong, 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 wrong. And the reason to, not only do they become physical habits ingrained in our brain, but our brain then decides to give it meaning. Like, okay, if I do this, it means that I'm the right person or doing the right thing. And that's what we base our values on. So there's a lot of layers in making that change. And then there's that physical aspect, and I'm going to jump right into this if you don't mind, because I know people don't know this. But the way our brains store memories, it's a chemical, physical change. The neurons are, they call it myelinated. I prefer to think of it as like kind of like Teflon gets on it. It's so much easier for the impulse to run down that path than a different path, kind of like driving on the highway or off-roading. Both can do it. But unless you got some tracks to go down, it makes it much more difficult.
All right. We've got about 45 seconds or so on today's show. I know there's some really good books you want to mention and maybe some final thoughts as well.
Right. I think it's many people are interested in reading about this, and I've listed some books here like Do It Scared, Changing for Good, Changing to Thrive, Your Mind is What Your Brain Does for a Living, which is a lot of fun. But some people also need to take a look or benefit from calendars. So I've got some calendars listed, and people can go to the website at www.safeharboril.com and check out the recommendations.
All right. So change is good, but it might take a little extra work because our brains aren't used to change. They like that routine, don't they?
That's perfectly said. Thanks,
all
right. Mike.
Well, we'll see you again next week, as that's all the time we have for today's show. As we remember, you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com. Tune in next week for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.